USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on a Christmas parade tragedy in Waukesha, Wisconsin on Sunday afternoon. Multiple fatalities, some reports saying at least five people are confirmed dead and dozens more injured, and those numbers are expected to rise still after an SUV plowed into a holiday parade. Amanda Avila says she's still trying to process the tragedy she witnessed.
I heard that some of the priests from our local church were injured, and they haven't confirmed names or identities.
Police say they've recovered the vehicle and one person's in custody, but they've been tight-lipped about that part of the investigation so far. The cinematographer who was shot and killed last month on the set of the movie Rust was laid to rest this weekend. Helena Hutchins' ashes interred in a private ceremony with friends and family. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about dementias. There's at least a dozen different dementias. Doctors call all of them Alzheimer's disease because when you look at the payout list, Alzheimer's disease pays the most. So no matter which of the 12 dementias you have, they're going to call it Alzheimer's disease, and there's no law that says you can't have 2 or 3 or 5 or 8 or all 12 of the dementias. And so you have to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, brown rice, no sugar. And then I want you to take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. That is one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. I want you to take the ultimate niacin plus one of those twice a day. Our de-stress capsules, three of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. Then I want you to take the ultimate daily classic tablets, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight in case you have vascular dementia. And don't forget those three eggs twice a day, because remember, 75% of your brain weight is cholesterol. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.